For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. Jason, our gay son, Andrews.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bros. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. And here I am with a gorgeous little friend of mine, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side blog at the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Howdy doody, Ronnie. So exciting to be here talking about Below Deck a full day ahead of time, because if you are tuning in to hear us chat about Real Housewives of New Jersey, guess what? You have to wait a few days, because we are reserving that for our San Francisco show, which is this weekend. So if you tune in over the weekend, probably on Sunday, we'll have it up. But for right now, we just have to be at Below Deck, which is just as good. Not as much cake throwing, but lots of shade.
Yes, lots of shade, even though the little temporary cabana was blowing away down the beach.
Fleeting shade that moves. No one said shade is easy. It's you have to work for it. You have to travel with the shade if you want to be in the shade. We're talking about literal shade, not actual like gay shade. Just actual physical shade that you use to avoid the sun.
Standard white shade. Our bonus episode this week was all about the Vanderpump Rules trailer. It was like a very long breakdown of a 2-minute trailer. So please go over there and listen to that. And thank you to everybody who is with us on Patreon. We sure love y'all.
Yeah, that was a fun bonus episode. This is going to be a great week. Very excited to go see our peeps up in the Bay Area. We will be doing our show. This will be one of our biggest shows that we've ever done, actually. And it's just going to be awesome. And then we'll do an after party and it'll just be a great, great time. A great, great weekend to be had.
Yes. And I think there's a pre-party too. We're not throwing that, but a bunch of listeners are throwing that. So if you want to know about that, go to the group. You can find it on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. And there's a group that's listed there called Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It.
And yeah.
We'll be posting info on where to go to all the parties and stuff and saying Fran. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's...
What are you doing? I feel like I've been waiting on luggage for a long time. We need luggage like yesterday.
That's where we open with the...
Exactly.
Idiotic bimbo marrying an old ginger is screaming at everybody for no reason.
Yes, this is the perfect episode for Halloween. So here's the thing. I have a macro note about Below Deck. It's not a note. It's an observation. I feel like it's been years coming, but it's time to really just lay it out there. I think it's impossible to hum the Below Deck theme song. Have you ever tried to hum it? You can't.
No, that's why I do it the way I do it, because the way I do it doesn't sound like it's realistic. It sounds like, oh, well, that's not really how it goes, but it is. Okay, it goes like this. And then it starts with this guitar thing, and I don't like the guitar part, because then that's like a soap opera opening theme where it's like dun dunch dun dunch dun dunch.
That's almost Shark Tank what you're doing. And it's funny because I thought about Shark Tank when I was observing this. I was like, you know, Shark Tank, I can hum like anyone else, like dun 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 dun, and etc. and onwards. But like this one, I was like, this is a good counterpoint to our Monday show where we talked about theme songs, like One Day at a Time, et cetera. This is like the anti theme song because you it goes you, like you said it goes. And then it's over, and you're like, wait, where's this? Where's the melody?
Dun 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 do 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 do. Something like it ends like that.
Dun 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 dun. Oh wait a second, I'm on a different one.
Yeah, I need it to stick with the opening and then turn into a musical because it does sound like. What are you doing? I feel like I've been waiting on luggage a long time. We need luggage like yesterday. Dun, dun, dun. EJ is my boss and I'm trying to embrace it, but it's hard not to jump and lead everybody be bussing. Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe,
God damn it.
Dun, dun, maybe, dun, 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 dun. Maybe our next musical release shall be the unofficial proper theme song to Below Deck. You know,
maybe it's too soon to tell, but I think I hate these people. Bum, 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 bum. I feel like I'm back in middle school. Maybe I should take my own advice I give my daughter and let it roll off my shoulders. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Yeah, and then Baker. Baker just slides across the stage. Yeah.
She's on a skateboard. With like a fuchsia t-shirt with like yellow trim.
I'm into it. Yeah. I almost don't want to recap the rest of this because now I'm so into the musical version.
I would be very excited to see Below Deck the musical.
Just performed by us the whole time.
There could be like the ballad of Captain Lee.
God damn it. Every day I look out a dirty window and I say, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it. No one's answering the walkie-talkies.
Please take this to heart. Please take this to heart. God damn it.
A deck crew that's green.
Feed them Matt. Feed them all night long, but not anything tacky. Bananas Foster, really? Feed them Matt. Feed them all night long. You're mixing salmon with prongs? Oh, I just don't know if that's going to work.
When you're a deckhand, you're tired all the time. From the first day the sun comes up to the last dying sunset. When you're a deckhand, you want to take nap. Because it's tiring. I'm tired. Song's tired. I'm over.
Oh, Virgin Islands, you lovely islands, Cabana's blowing, and Jen wants to blowing.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You're walking on the boat with dirty feet. The yellow, you are the boat that goes going through the waves. Class. With a green ass crew and an angry chief stew. Valor is coming to the Caribbean.
Glassy rocks on empty tables.
Maybe next time you'll clean the bedroom properly. Maybe next time you won't overload the washers.
Oh my god. All right, so this real episode opens with one of the old dudes like, can I get a skinny girl margarita with less sweet in it, please, honey?
I feel like he's played by Charles Durning or something.
He's played by the oldest person left on the earth, okay? He's like, please, I've got the diabetes.
I say, I need a skinny girl margaritas.
And then
the ones that were created by Luann Dorseps. In these ham tones.
Can you believe girls? Can you believe it?
You know, I have to give someone, oh God, I think it was called Late Bitches or whatever. One of our listeners pointed us towards this hilarious article online about like five reasons why, like the five most essential Real Housewives of New York City episodes you have to watch if you're a Luann fan. And there's like different episodes. There's like 5 episodes or 8 episodes or something like that, where that are like key iconic things that tell a different part of Luann's character. And what I loved when they described the infamous Berkshire's episode, the writers said that one of the things they loved about it was that it gives some like fun stuff for skinny girl truthers. And I thought the idea, like the phrase skinny girl truthers, was so brilliant. Like so brilliant. Like I love it. So I'm going to look up, while you talk, I'm going to look up their URL, because people should follow this blog, because I just feel like you can't write that stuff and not get any sort of credit.
Okay, so the bimbo comes out in her seat. She's like, I'm planning on a bathing suit. And the old guy's like, that's one heck of a suit there, honey. Very nice. And his friend is there, his creepy friend. He's like, his eyes are like popping out. And then, let's see, we get some anchor drama. Captain's like, give me 3 shots now. How's it looking? 1, 2, 3 shots. 3 shots, you're out. And EJ's like, harder, 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 and stay. We did it.
So, by the way, that URL is thebitchywitches.com. Thebitchywitches.com. Go follow, and they're the Bitchy Witches with a Z, so follow them on social media. Sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
To create a musical here or anything, okay?
So basically, yeah, this woman, Sarah, who's the blonde, the demanding, annoying blonde, you know, the whole reason why she wants to get her luggage so quickly is because she wants to show off her bikini body. And sure enough, that's like the very first thing that she does. Like, she just comes out in her bikini, which obviously is like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to come out with your bikini. But the fact that she goes through like several bikini changes over the course of the first day is evidence that this bitch, she just wants to show off her body right now.
Yeah. And you know what? Her body got her on this boat. It's getting her a rich husband. You go, sister. That's called end body goals. Okay?
That's true.
You're doing
That's
it.
True. Yeah.
I may not share your goals, you know?
I only tear her down because I want to have a bikini body myself.
I don't.
This is how we... Oh, I do.
I saw her working at it, and I was like, that's not what I want to do at the morning. In the morning, she's like, oh, body workout. Like, so what is it called when you only work out with your own body? Like body weight,
body weight.
And she's like, I'm using a weight and then I'm turning upside down. I'm like, no, Gretchen, no, I will not be doing that with my life.
So there's one of them brought a teddy bear on board. So Kate's like, huh. And she shows it to Jen and it's not quite a penis towel, but it'll do. So while they're
is terrifying too, because it's like missing eyes.
Yeah. How do you not have a cute teddy bear? I'm sorry. There's literally never been a teddy bear that's not cute, but they found one.
I agree with you.
I bet it was surprisingly hard too. Speaking of hard, you know, like you ever have a teddy bear that's not squishy? The one that's like really firm, where you're like, I feel like there's like plastic under this.
Yeah.
But that was a plastic teddy bear. It's a hard teddy bear. So then upstairs, Matt, meanwhile, he's preparing lunch. And guess what he's making? He's making a steak salad with Italian dressing. I'm like, wow, really, really, really expanding your horizons there. Italian dressing on a salad for lunch. Okay.
So let's see. Other bimbo kisses her guy. And he's like, well, you guys look cozy, girls. Yeah. let's see. Bimbo's spraying each other with stuff. And Nico's like, whoa, yeah, man. Dude, that chick in the bikini is amazing, eh? And then we cut to Bruno. And Bruno has been a sous chef now because he made some chocolate balls a couple weeks ago. So now this bitch is another cook in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, you give a man a couple of balls and now look at him. He's got the balls to come into the kitchen. He's like, Sarah asked about the lunch because today she wants to eat.
I'm trying to do it,
not a Deco accent, okay?
You just but basically I do, you speak like in generic,
she wants
like,
to,
this sort of accent.
She wants to eat fast.
Yeah, anytime there's like a value, you sort of like make it sound like a bubble of sound is coming out of your mouth, like bow. Like instead of pow, it's bow. Bow. She's hungry. Ong.
angry.
Fast. She's about to bah. And that's so what Kate's like, goes, wah.
She's like, whoa, they're ready? Well, thanks. I will set the table. So EJ's like, all right, guys, let's just try and make sure that everything's set up and no pillows blow away. And then Baker's like, down in the islands, man.
He's like, I don't know what that means, but it's sort of cool and it's kind of turning me on in a weird way. Eh? So
so then we cut to the biggest drama of the entire episode.
Hi, we're looking for music. Like, we need the jams.
Like, where's the music?
Bruno's like, they want jams. They're asking for jam. He's like, damn it, I don't have jam. What should we do?
And meanwhile, we know that things are getting really serious because the blue and white pebbles have come out for the tablescape for lunch. So we knew Kate means business this episode.
And then it cuts to the bimbo again being like,
music, if we could do that, music would be great.
And then it cuts to the other couple at the wine fridge. And Kate's like, what are you doing? It's like, we are looking for some wine. We was thinking maybe some Malbec. And Kate's like, we'll bring that out. Okay.
These wines belong to a sheik in the Middle East, so we're just going to bring you some Trader Joe's, okay?
And then, just like a bimbo who can't keep a storyline running for an entire episode, she comes back in again. And she's like,
where's the music? I requested the music. I can't stand it.
Bitch, you are on a reality show that is being filmed for television. They cannot be playing music in the background while they're trying to capture your dialogue. Settle the fuck down.
Can we buy music? Can we just buy a musician? Can we just buy one?
So Kate's like, Bruno's like, they want the music. And she's like, okay.
They are just pushing my buttons already. Look, I have buttons. Oh, no, those are abs. Sorry.
I hope your buttons press and start playing music. Do you have a play button?
Ooh, I love Pussycat Girls too. Buttons.
Hey, me and my husband want to start pressing your buttons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it
buttons
looks like
in my buttons and my pushing in my buttons. How's that song go by those Pussycat Girls?
You can push your product, you could push your weight, you could push anything you want, but I wanna push your buttons. Mm. I wanna push your buttons.
Oh, that was my butt.
So think the bimbo is going to be the worst, but it's not. It's the older lady in another couple that's on the boat because she's like drunk, and now she just wants to bang Jen.
Yeah, this is like faux Mary Steenburgen. How do you say her name?
Steenburgen?
Steenburgen.
Yeah, she is, but she's like the whore version of her because Mary Steenburgen always plays such a nice girl, you know?
Yeah,
well, and in this, she's like, I want to fuck Jen. And Jen's like,
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, oh, no. Then the bimbo's like, they're eating a salad. And she goes,
I'm curious what lunch could be. Is this it? It's a salad? Okay, I'm good with that.
You know, what's funny is that, like, the nerve of her, like, you know, she's the type that, like, probably would not want anything more than a salad. She was doing that just to be demanding. Like, I would say the same thing because I'd be a bitch. I'd be like, I just got off an airplane and I'm on this yacht and I want more than a little steak salad with Italian dressing, okay? But, like, you know you're not going to eat much more than this lady. And, like, she goes, we got to cheers to this wonderful life we have. Like, who gets to do this? I'm like, act like you're responsible for it.
Girl,
okay?
You've earned it, okay? You have earned it. Ma'am.
That's so true. You look at that ginger, you're like, oh, wow. We've seen a lot of these May-December relationships, but this is like December with all the Christmas decorations on it. It's like, oof.
Yeah, it's basically marrying an age spot. It's like a big brown sunspot. And also, he's really gross. He's like, oh, yeah, your bikini. Ugh. I think the bimbo just is so new to money that she's just not sure how lunch is supposed to be served. It's like,
also,
are there five more courses? Is there a toy at the end of this Happy Meal? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to
expect? She's like, where's my little red stick? I'm used to handy snacks. But the thing is, I'm not even sure that he's really a ginger. I think that he's just like so mortified that his hair has turned red because when she's like, is there more to this lunch than just this salad? Okay, I'm cool with that. He's like, settle down.
Yeah, he can't really be mean to her until they're married.
So she's like, well, I've now sat through lunch in my lunch bikini, so I'm going to change my bathing suit. I'm like, you didn't even get in the water with your first one.
My lunch bikini.
So she gets in this new one, and she's like, okay, woohoo, I'm going to jump off the yacht. And she just belly flops off.
Kate rolls her eyes as she hears her stomach hit the water. She's like, I feel like I'm at summer camp for drunk third graders. Woohoo! And then Kate's like, wah! So let's see. And she's like, you know what? I'm sure they're really happy. It's definitely true love. And Bruno's like, where's the speaker?
Speaker's tired. So now it's late afternoon. I was like, can we get shots? And you know, while waiting for the shots, can we get a cucumber gimlet? And they're all great. And then they like make a gimlet for, like, oh my God, it's amazing you made a cucumber gimlet. Oh, it's great.
That's amazing.
And Jen's like, they didn't mention my curls, but it's so nice to be appreciated. So Nico and Brianna, he's like, there's 2 days until my bro is here, yeah? And she's like, if this was a land-based relationship, I wouldn't be meeting the family, but we are on the water. I don't like to move fast. Blink, 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 blink.
So
at nighttime, the bimbo is dancing drunk, and the old guys are like,
she's like, oh my God, I love this. So while they're eating, Kate needs help turning the bunny pad into a pillow fort, and Baker's like, well, I have a sarong that has the universe on it. And Kate's like, that is exactly what we need. But I was like, I couldn't tell if Kate was being serious or not. It's a tricky read on that one.
I think she was serious, because this is how she said it. She goes, that's exactly what we need. Like, she was shocked. She was shocked into a positive moment.
It's the wrong of the universe.
So this is when the bimbo's like, oh my God, this food is so good. I love the chef. Can we get a chef? I'm on a chef. And the guy's like, sure. So they're making a fort upstairs, and EJ's like, we need to get these pillows lined up. And Baker's like, yeah, get more cushion for the pushing. Whoa. And EJ says, oh, she's aggressive, but I find it delightful.
Oh, I'm just glad I have all these pillows here to protect myself. So then downstairs, Jen brings some pajamas. The cougar lady, the Mary Steenburgen type, she likes her pajamas ironed, I believe. So Jen brings the ironed pajamas to the lady, and she's like, my husband likes you. I'm going to close the door. I'm going to show him my titties.
You can't leave the room. Let's take it off.
Like, no, no, don't take it off. Don't take it off. Don't take it off.
And so look at him, hold him, caress him.
And she goes, it's like what you want. Stop it. You like what you see. It's what you want. Lots of sex in this right here. She's like, ah. It's like,
there are titties. And I've seen titties before, but these are like not titties I'm used to. They're old titties. So,
Ooh. Meanwhile, upstairs, Baker is talking to Kate about some story. She's like, and then I told him more cushion for the pushing. And Jen comes in and interrupts her and stands right in front of her. And she goes,
Kate, I can't go back downstairs.
And she's like, what happened?
And she's like, maybe she smells that it's been a while since I went downtown, but no.
And Baker is still back there like, did you hear around cushion with pushing? Like, she's waiting to finish her story, and Jim's like, I'm traumatized. And Baker's like,
I eat.
And then she leaves. She's like, I'm not going to finish, so fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. So then it's like time for the pajama party, and what I liked about the pajama party was that they kept on cutting to Baker chuckling on the side, and when she chuckles, she just goes,
like a car without the starter catching.
Yeah, like an old weed whacker. And everyone's like, this is awesome. This is so fun. This is adorable. Hi. This is fun.
Guess what, everybody? I don't have any panties on. It's like, okay, lady, we know.
Someone tell Jacqueline to settle down over there in the corner. So now the pillow thing, it's great. Everyone has fun. And now it's the next morning. Bruno is helping Brie, trying to clean up the kitchen. He's like, I just like making things clean. I tired.
Brianna's like, this is neat. When Kate is up here, there's trash everywhere. And he's like, oh, yeah, I used to keep it clean. It's something I got used to. And I'm like, I need that backstory.
Yeah.
Please. Can we have Bruno solo right now, please? On the Disney cruise, they said you could win or lose. To lose, you do nothing. To win, you clean something. I've been winning ever since. Dun, dun.
Don't clean for me, Argentina. The truth is, I already cleaned it all through my wild days, my mad existence. I kept my soap, and now I'm tired.
I can see the headlines already. Bruno stars in the cleanest version of a Vita of all time.
Clean Vita. So, so meanwhile, it's time to plan a beach party, and Captain Lee is there with Nico and EJ in the room or the bridge or whatever it is, and it's like, well, you can go to Crocus. We went to Crocus last time. Like, Crocus was a good goddamn beach party place. And Nico's like, yeah, I could do Crocus. We did it last time. I could do it myself. And, you know, I know what I'm doing. I can do it all by myself. And he's like, Crocus it is.
All right. I look forward to you proving yourself, Nico. Prove yourself.
And Nico's like, I can handle it, eh? And EJ's like, well, that should be interesting. By all means, buddy. Put your money where your mouth is. Does this guy ever speak in anything that's not a saying of some kind? It's like he can only speak in dad sayings.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is. Waste not, want not.
Yeah, I don't think he's capable of just speaking normally, much like I am. So now while they're like getting ready for it, Bruno's in the kitchen and he's like, okay, you know, it'd be a good idea would be if like we had a cool bar set up, you know, for the beach, for the people on the beach at Crocus. And she's like, I was thinking more like some water sports, you know, so that way they're not getting as drunk, something like that. Bruno's like, okay, I said. You know, and so he sort of like slinks out of there, and Kate turns to Matt and he's like, how many chefs are too many chefs in the kitchen? Everyone's like, what did you say? What did you say? And I like that Kate just doesn't even back down. She's like, I said, how many chefs are too many chefs in the kitchen?
It's and then he gets confused. He's like, do? It's not a game show, Bruno. He's like, do chefs? And she's like, and he's like, oh, I let that one go this time. Like, he leaves with this Bruno look like, oh, I decide to let that go. I'm tired.
When he looks sad, he always looks so sad. Like, his sadness is, like, very visible. He's like, oh, on cruise ship, no one quiz me on numbers. Oh, sad. Two chefs.
Thank God I went on the cruise ship, so I know how many chefs is too many in the kitchen. What did I win? So let's see. Is Bimbo so now, still working out? Why did
so
I
So now
that?
They're like trying to figure out what to serve for lunch at this beach picnic. And so Matt's like, well, I was looking at everyone's preference sheet, eh? And it looks like everyone really likes cold cuts and prosciutto and things like that. So I thought tacos. And Kate's like, I really like you, Matt, so I don't want to point out exactly how dumb you sound at this moment, but I think if everyone likes cold cuts, maybe you serve cold cuts, you know? And since it's going to be a bow tie and pearl necklace party, maybe bow tie pasta and little balls of mozzarella that look like pearls? I don't know, just thinking out loud.
He's like, whoa, what an idea. She's like, oh, God, I really love working with him. I suggest obvious things, and it's like I'm a genius.
Maybe we should send over a pitcher of water, too. Oh, God. Great idea. Great, great, Kate. Great, great. You know what? We can have a second chef in this kitchen, and the chef's name could be Kate.
But where does he – I'm trying to think where his logic is, because he's like, everyone says deli meat, so I'm thinking tacos.
Is he going to make, like, like a taco with like ham and cheese inside, which I would not be opposed to, by the way.
Guys, what's the sunspot doing with his bimbo? Let's see. He's like, that's a cute swimsuit. She's like, thanks. Okay, so Kate's like, okay, we're
very
going to
Halloween, your impersonation. Very Halloween.
Kate's like, blob. Kate's like, there's a beautiful beach that we're going to for lunch in about an hour. Okay. This is like when they say about an hour for your like glasses to be picked up. You know it's going to be two. Everybody already stopped complaining, okay? So the deck, everybody's trying to get unpacked for the party and stuff. And Baker's like, this... I don't know why Baker makes me laugh, but she's like, hey, those beach towels are in the inflatables. And Nico's like, oh, we'll just get them next round. It's like, dun, dun, dun. It's fucking so.
Dun, dun. That's almost as exciting as the lime shortage or perceived lime shortage where Bruno's like, I'm looking for limes. And Jen's like, oh, we don't have any limes. We're totally out. And of course, it's the same girl who thought they were out of oranges. And they were like five of them right under her nose. So then Bruno goes downstairs and finds a bag of limes. He's like, oh, these fucking girls, they don't know anything. I'm like, wow, Bruno's cursing at them. Then you know.
I know. He's like, they're the most dysfunctional ever. They wouldn't be fired from cruise ship. He's like nods at the camera. These people get snotty about cruise ships. They couldn't keep a damn job on a cruise ship. The captain's like, hey, captain, someone. Kate's like, yes. He's like, well, just testing. I'm going to keep doing this.
Because everyone is like, everyone's like getting ready for this beach picnic. And everyone's like, Kate. And like, she's not answering. No one is. And he's just sitting there staring off into space saying, nobody answering their radio. Nobody answering their radio. It's like a cereal box you can't goddamn open.
Cheery, no. I'm not cheery, oh. Cheery, no. Pick up your radio. Am I the only hoe in this club?
So then it cuts to Kate, and she's like, I hate the beach.
I can't go back to that pool where I can stare at trees.
And the tent is flying around, and a lady grabs her kid and shields it from the flying tent. So let's see. They're not doing very well. No, they're taking forever to get set up. The people are getting sick.
Tent's flying around.
Yeah, and EJ is letting Nico do his thing because EJ's like, I respect the hierarchy, but, you know, I'm going to prove that I could be bossing. Now, you should probably do that with maybe some knots or the docking. I don't know that setting up a catering party is a way to really prove that you need more responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Because those beach picnics always look like a disaster, and like that's not the time to rise to the challenge. Yeah, exactly. So they're like trying to set up this beach thing. It's taking forever. The cougar's getting annoyed. She's like, I miss all sun time because we've been sitting here. I'm like, lady, you don't need any more sun time, okay?
You've had enough sun time, okay?
Yeah. You've had a little too much.
It's called just doing you a favor. And the captain's like, that's all I fucking need. And Kate looks over, and there's an actual cabana made out of wood. And she goes,
if we could use that cabana, that would be great.
Yeah. So they just go,
it would have been
that.
So nice if we could have used that cabana. Yeah, that would have been great. That could have been Kate's ballad. What would have been nice? What would have been nice? If people could be quiet. If people could do their job. If people could dock on time. If people could clean the windows. If we could have that cabana. If Jen could put out the pebbles instead of the seashells for lunch tablescapes.
That would be nice.
That's her version of belting
that
it out.
That would be nice. Ha.
Ha. What would be nice? Putting in the proper amount of clothing in the laundry machine. That would be nice. It's a very
this
subtle
whole, song. And then it can be like one of those fugue numbers that everybody's singing at the same time. It's like the end of Act One. The captain's like,
yeah, they like,
this
they
whole
start emerging.
Thing is going nowhere fast. Am I cheery? No, Mr. Cheery.
What would have been nice? And everyone has a spotlight on them. Each spotlight shows up in a different part of the stage. What would have been nice? I'll tell you what would have been nice.
This whole thing is going nowhere fast. Am I cheery? Oh,
nice?
It's cheery. No.
I'll tell you what would have been nice. I tired. I'm so tired every day. What would have been nice?
And then just Baker sliding across the stage.
Wow!
Spotlights going across. It's a really powerful moment in the show.
Oh,
really
my God.
Powerful. It's a great way to end the act.
Oh my God. So what's the bimbo doing? She's like, I'm a bubble connoisseur. No, she's not drinking champagne. She's actually blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm a bubble connoisseur. These bubbles suck AF. They're cheap AF. These bubbles suck AF.
So someone's learned AF.
And I hate to break it to her, but there's not a huge amount of quality control in the bubble industry. And it's my impression that bubbles are just bubbles. And if they're not working properly, it's because you don't know how to blow them properly, which is shocking because I would expect that blowing things would be your expertise.
Yeah, no kidding. If something sucks, it's because the sucker blows. That's a whole trip that everyone knows.
I love the idea that this girl is like proud to be a bubble connoisseur and also simultaneously flummoxed by the bubbles themselves. Like, it's just embarrassing on two different fronts. Even if she's saying it tongue-in-cheek, it's just embarrassing.
And then the southern lady is like, should I complain about not getting water? I've asked three times now. He's like, sorry, I'm tired.
Dry. All this picnic, my throat has been dry. And I keep asking God why. And he says, I don't care. Make some moves on Jan girl.
Oh, wet.
Da, 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 da.
My All my life, so I just dry. Wanted to get wet. And Jen's like,
oh, she wants to get wet with me.
And Kate's like, I think the guests might be lucky that Jen declined their proposition because, in my experience, she never finishes what she starts anyway.
Wet. All my life, I tried to get wet.
I was going to say, it would segue into Jen's song.
I never finish what I...
And then she just walks off stage. See, it's like a meta song. And then I guess Kate would just have to finish the song. Kate and Bree. Or actually, Bree would finish it. Blim, blim, blim,
blim, blim. I'm always finishing what Jen starts. I don't know if I can tell her with my heart.
I've finished what Nico's girlfriend starts.
And we're gonna keep on finishing till we part.
If we're on land, will I have a man? I don't know. I don't think long term.
But here's one thing you must know. My hair is not a perm.
Wait a minute, Catherine. You are not in this musical, ma'am.
Sorry. Tommy is. Don't go.
He's a pinball wizard. Tommy is.
Catherine, you are in the wrong Bravo musical, ma'am. So Bruno's like...
just got dizzy on that pinball machine going around in circles.
So Bruno's like, stop spinning the pinball machine, Thomas.
Meanwhile,
okay, so now it's dinner time.
I'm sexy AF. This swimsuit is giving me life AF.
Do you think it's time we should head back? Well, we can stay out here until sunset. Okay, let's head back. Guys, we're heading back.
So Bruno's telling Nico, they're so slow. They asked for water so many times. And Nico's like, yeah, it wasn't very high end. You almost killed someone with the tent. Okay. So dinner. We're getting ready for dinner. And the old guy goes to the bimbo. He's like,
you look fabulous.
And she's like, thanks. You look good too, AF.
I just love all these tiny little scenes of the old man. Like, yeah, you're hot.
He looks like one of, remember those toy figures, Muscle? Remember, like M-U-S-C-L-E? They're like little, like, things that are like wrestler things that he looks like a bunch of them that got melted together, basically. It'd make more sense if you know what I was talking about.
The chef is like, muscles, they want muscles. I'm making deli meats. Like, wait a minute, chef.
No.
The chef is like, there are days I don't know if I'm good. I think what happened to you, chef? And then, boom, the flavors are back. I'm so good. Boom, the flavors are back. I'm so good. The bimbo's like, cheers to Rob. This trip wouldn't be possible if I didn't have him working his butt off, AF.
And then the music gets real dark. It's like, dun, dun,
dun, dun. I'm very, very disappointed in you. You said you can do a beach picnic at 2, but guess what I found out? Bloop, bloop. No one's fucking paying attention.
You're a duck, you're a duck, you're a duck. Who's the goose? No one's goose. You're a duck. Today was a clusterfuck. Am I cheerio? Cheery no, motherfucker.
Because everyone knows I have a pet peeve, and it's this fucking goddamn radio.
It's his big number.
And EJ's like, beans, not cool. So he's like, if he keeps messing up, he's out of here. So now it's dinner time.
You're pretty.
You're so pretty. I want to touch your butt. I want to touch your titty. You're pretty.
Let me finish what I start.
Where'd she go?
Sarah, this is in a surprising turn of events. Sarah loves capers, which I thought was exciting. But anyway, so Jen's serving, and the cougar rubs Jen's butt at the table. Like she's expecting some sort of genie to come out, perhaps.
Oops, that's my butt. It's my tiny little butt.
Where'd she go?
Jen so never then the cougar basically. One song.
She can't finish ever. It's an ongoing joke in the musical. So the cougar then goes into the galley and is like, y'all are having too much fun in here. Okay, I'm gonna do a glass of that. Like, okay, well, we actually already served you a glass of that, so you can keep going. Bye.
So EJ is talking to Baker and he's like,
Well, before that though, like when they send off the cougar, Kate's like, Jen. I think that maybe you're giving her mixed signals because when you told her to go back to the table, you basically put your hand on her waist. She's like, what? I was just trying to get her to go back to the table. I was trying to protect you. It's like, you were molesting her. You're giving her mixed signals, Jen. What? Oh, that makes much more sense.
Yeah. This is such an awkward, awkward time to be talking like this.
Like, you started it.
Wait a minute. So Kate's like, when you're a yachty, you know what they're gonna do when they have a drink. They're gonna touch you as a yachty. You know it's not the space Hubble. They're not smart. They don't even understand bubbles when you're a yachty. Ha!
Because it's all hands on deck. And I mean that in both ways. It's all hands on deck. So you got to be careful every day.
So the drunk lady is just trying to find Jen over and over. She's like, I'm thirsty. I need water. Where's your butt? Where's that little cute butt in here? I need my little witty. You want to feel my titty?
She's like, wait, I'll be right there.
Where'd she go?
Jen, you're sending mixed messages again. You should not be taking off your underwear.
But I thought it would scare her off if she saw that I wasn't wearing panties. She'd be like, oh no, and realize what she's doing.
So then Nico is like, well, today wasn't a good day. Clearly I failed. So he's got a whiteboard by his bed and he's like, tomorrow you'll do better. Tomorrow you'll do better. Look for something positive in each day, eh? Even if you can't see it today, eh? When Melissa texts you, just say no. Stop texting me. I found a local hoe.
And then the audience gets really into it because the music starts going dun 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 dun. Let's go brew brew. Let's go brew brew. Let's go brew 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 brew. That's me. Oh, I put Reza in there. Sorry, everyone. He's the understudy.
That white girl can't blow bubbles. She's so white girl. That's not Persian.
All right. You and Catherine, get on the same wagon and get the fuck out of this musical, okay? Both of you.
Yeah. Reza had a song, but it didn't play well in Denver, so it's not making it all the way to Broadway.
So I don't even know what this was, but...
Let's go, Boo Boo.
EJ's like, holy smokes, Baker. And Baker's like, Lord of mercy, we all right. Like, what are they even talking about? And EJ's like, there's something about that accent. Turns me on.
So, Captain Lee, if anyone's still actually following our recap, believe it or not, we are recapping it.
People have pressed stop a long time ago.
We're following all the beats. So, the reason why Captain Lee was like, let's go, bro, bro, let's go, bro, bro, that's me, is because they're taking the boat in to dock because we can get rid of these people. And so Captain Lee is like,
Captain Lee to the island. We are ready to dock. Are you ready for Captain Lee?
That's a nope.
I'm set at 12 o'clock.
That's a nope. That's a nope. That's a nope. Nope. Nope.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, Captain Lee is not happy that the slip is not ready yet. So what are they going to do? Well, they're just going to take the guests by tender. I don't know why it was such a big deal.
When you're a yachty, you know, sometimes there's a change in plans. When you're a yachty, you know, your butt can be filled with hands. Ow! I gave you a whistle. What? When you're a yachty, sometimes you want to know more, but you can't. All that you will know is now we are taking you by Intrepid to the shore. Ha!
And this is when EJ has his ballad, and he's basically like, well, cool beans for me. My heart is tender, just like the boat we're sending these people off in. It's called a tender. See, my heart's tender, and the boat's called tender. We're sending them off in a tender. That's what my song is.
Wow! Standing ovation, man.
Everyone's like, that's the worst song of a musical. He couldn't even rhyme tender with anything. Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a pretty good song. So anyways, now it's the tip meeting, and Captain Lee is like, well, I thought it was all pretty mediocre. And Bruno's like, hearing the Captain Lee saying medicure, well, that's a hard word to say.
Medicare for babies. I'm there. I'm there for that.
I don't know why we have to have Medicare.
Medicare makes me tired.
My fingernails are good. I don't need Medicare.
So the brothers come and they get a decent tip, but it's not so great. And the captain's like, all right, well, this was mediocre. Please take this to heart. So Josh comes to the boat. And we're brothers. They have a big brother tap dancing number. Yeah. And everybody's trying to decide who's going to fuck who.
Yeah. Because Jen's starting to eye Josh. She's like, well, he's sort of cute. And I am pretty horny. And someone did just touch my butt. So I'm kind of ready to go. I'll take him.
He has the potential to be an ex-lover of mine. Oh.
So they get in the party van. And... the bras are like, yeah. Josh is like, I'm going to get some pussy tonight, bro. Watch my back. So they're all, Baker sees Nico. They get to the cabana, I guess, before the party bus, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they just like get on like a party bus, yeah. And they go to like a place to hang out and drink, which is like a cabana place. And they're all hanging out there for the day. And that's when Baker breaks out her seminal song. Hey, is that a third nipple? Because I got one too. Triple nipple club. Ba-doop, boop. Yeah.
Yeah. So Josh and Nico are walking on the beach and he's like, yeah, we got a new bosun. He's a douche, eh? And in the cabana, Kate's like, you move quick. Mom, you're already meeting family. Welcome to a relationship on a boat. That's what I said. I don't think it can be long term, but I don't want to squirm because we're in tight quarters.
If only these people knew how much I hated them, then I would be so happy. But they can never know.
Happy. So let's see. Basically, they go out. EJ and Baker at the end of the night are like not knowing whether they should hook up. EJ's like, do I hug her? Do I kiss her? Do I let her go? And Baker's like, should we check on those mofos? And he's like, I'm going in, yo. And then she kicks sand in his eyes on accident. She's like, my bad.
He's like, I wish I would have worn shorts, but instead I wore jeans. I never felt this way when people were being so mean.
Whoa, all right. Sorry, I got sand in your eyes. I guess we're done with this scene. Not going to make out, huh? Whoa, pounding for the rounding. All right.
So they get on the party bus, and Nico's like, Frico Nico's getting out, eh? And that's when Josh is like, we're looking for pussy tonight. We're looking for pussy tonight.
Here I am. Oh, that's Jen doing her counterpart.
She's doing, like, crazy eyes. And Josh is like, yeah, she's got crazy eyes, but I do her. And she's like,
he's a little young, but he's my type. I could rock the cradle a little.
Where'd she go?
Not finishing one damn song, is she? So then they finally wind up back on the yacht after, like, this whole afternoon of, like, drinking and like, maybe coming close to flirtations, etc. And EJ is like, whoa, my feet are black. Whoa. If you've got dirty feet, go clean them up. Baker, clean your feet. No. She's okay. Like... hey, Josh, let's see the bottom of your feet, homie. Go fuck yourself. What? Ooh.
And EJ's like, those brothers are dicks. Like brother. And Josh is like, well, I'm not going to clean my feet. And he's like, you're on our yacht. He's like, your feet were dirty. He's like, yeah, and he cleaned them. It's like the dumbest
fight exactly. Ever. He's like, I'm cleaning my feet right now, and I'm asking you to clean your feet. And then I like Nico. He goes, well, congratulations. Why don't you tell my brother how it tastes? I'm like, doesn't make any sense. Also, I loved how the caption literally spelled congratulations, CONGRASHLASHUNS. Congratulations. Why don't you tell my brother how it tastes? He's like, what, my dirty feet? Well, it doesn't taste good, so that's why I'm cleaning them, and your brother should clean them too. Like, fuck you! Fuck you. Who do you think you are? Someone who's in charge of keeping this boat clean? Huh?
Yeah, I am. Dun, 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 dun.
When you're a yachty, God damn it!
End of act one.
Wow!
Because we're all below deck.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck the Musical.
Yeah, it's great.
What fun effing times, you guys.
Yeah, that was a great musical.
For those of you who are still here at the end, thank you for being with us. And we will see you tomorrow. There's not going to be a podcast, so don't forget. That will be coming out after we do our live show, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we will talk to you later on this weekend, and the rest of you will see you in San Francisco.
Can't wait. See y'all then, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.